A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, I'm Ishan Akbar, and welcome back to a brand new series of 929, a podcast from Fiverr.com. Now, there's no need to panic. The same rules apply as last time. You give us 9 minutes and 29 seconds of your valuable time, and we'll give you a top tip from someone who is brilliant at what they do. The only thing that's changed is that we have more amazingly inspiring guests to share with you. To launch this series with a bang or possibly a beat, I'm speaking to the master of sounds, the creator of noises big and small, the world-renowned beatboxer, multi-vocalist and musician, Darren Foreman, aka Beardy Man. Since winning the UK Beatbox Championships twice in a row, Beardy Man, or Darren, has taken the art form to a whole new level, working with Fatboy Slim, performing live with Groove Armada, and doing live improv with Jack Black. Now, things may have taken a turn for the obscure at certain points.
So I'm going to talk about why that's a career.
But I feel like we got things back on track.
Finding a niche doesn't need to be about doing one thing really well. It can be about doing a combination of things better than anyone else does those combinations of things.
I highly recommend you seek out Darren's work as it's truly one of a kind. But as always, time is tight, so let's crack on. So, Darren, tell us, what is the lesson you wish to impart on our listeners today?
It's that the more research you do, led by your passions, will enable you to develop skills in areas which may well be a unique combination of skills. That will give you your niche, whether you wanted one or not, and that will make you more employable or more marketable.
How much research did you do by just doing? Would you say?
Yeah. Well, my first piece of advice to anyone, I suppose, would be research. Research the hell out of whatever it is you're doing. Do more research than you would ever think is appropriate. And this is a lesson that I've personally learned because I've often engaged in really ambitious projects that were sort of outside of my realm of expertise, and I've got people in to help me. And very often I've been led by just the absolute assuredness that this goal was entirely worth pursuing, that I should just pile myself, my resources, my time and everything into this project. And I think in all cases, the goal was worth pursuing. But I think the more research you do, the better. You can never do too much research. Because the thing is, let's say you've got a goal that lies outside of your area of expertise. Like in my case, I've started bands, I've got involved in technology, I've had software made for me. And like all of these things have been like successful to some or other degree. And like some of them way more than others, some of them way more cost effective than others. Some of them were meant to be passion projects from the beginning. But I'm glad I did them all because, you know, in hindsight, you always learn something from everything, whether it was a success or not. Like, I've spent time researching things that I never had any intention of pursuing, or like things which some like cockamamie business idea where you're never really intending to do it, but just research, research, research. Because in the process of doing that research, whether it's for something you intend on doing or not, you'll come across loads of information that can be applicable to other things. Like, you might find out about licensing laws. In my experience, this is what I've done. I ended up like, after like months of research, we're like, there is a gap in the market. These are the exact barriers to entry into this market. This could explain why this particular business idea wasn't done. If you're in a place where you find that you can surmount those barriers, why not go ahead with it?
So if someone's listening to this and they're thinking, you know, I'm trying to set up a business and this sounds great. You know, you get to beatbox, you get to have a bit of fun with it, you make a career out of it. How can I apply that to my, say, paper business or whatever? They might be thinking what you're selling here, Darren, is a pipe dream.
I think it comes down to finding your niche. Like, I was very aware at that point that music isn't a career with a clear pathway where, you know, you join a music company and then you get promoted and there's upward mobility. And it's not really like that. It's a kind of landscape of, you know, people working for themselves and everyone's freelance and people do it for the passion. They do it for the love. They all have side projects that they are desperate to keep going, and this inner fire, which is the reason why they got into it, and they end up sort of dancing with the devil and doing contract work, which they don't love, but they've got the skill set to do. That's every creative person. You know, if you're setting up a business, the same thing is true. It's about finding your niche. So like every creative person has a niche. They have like a particular set of I have a particular set of skills, like a particular set of skills that's like very a unique combination. Whoever you are, you owe it to yourself. And I remember saying this to myself, like out loud at the time, because I was like on the cusp of like having to enter the working world. And I was like, right, I have to get a broad portfolio of skills where I work on the things I'm passionate on. And somewhere in that mix, I will come across a mixture of things that I can do where that is what is unique about my skill set. It's the combination of these things which I am super into, super good at doing, and driven to research more about. Over the years, that's all I've really done, is just focused on my passions and let the research take over me. So I've always seen that as like, okay, that's a combination of skills. Because, like, you know, I've turned like the fact that I sort of, I guess, have ADD and don't like formality and can beatbox and like goofing around and I don't mind how people perceive me. That gives me like a unique set of skills in doing corporate events that I give them that sort of slant. I've always kind of seen it in this way where I'm like, okay, well, if my sort of visibility in music and live work is there, that's one thing. If I'm building a reputation in sort of corporate work, that's another thing. One does not harm the other. They can only enhance each other.
How do you balance researching something and doing? Because it sounds like you could spend your whole time just researching everything.
I think you should, because if you have a passion for something, you will spend your time researching it. And you can just be led by your passions. Because you can research something without moving. You can move your thumb a few times. You can just say the word into your phone. And before you know it, you're loading your brain up with information. But why not be led by your passions? You never know what you'll find. You never know what information you'll come across. And you will store it if you're passionate about it.
You know, if someone is not creatively minded, they don't have, you know, comedy or music or art necessarily. They just want to run their business. They want to set up a business.
That's creative. You're creating a business. Then you're super creatively minded. It's just what you create. Like, if you create a business, you're objectively more creative than someone that just like draws things or makes music or tells jokes. Like, you're making a thing that employs people and like produces widgets or like feeds people, or that's creative. Everyone's creative. Yeah. If you're making a business, that's the most creative thing you can do.
Let's define what you mean by research a bit, right? Because to some people, let's say someone's starting a business, they're thinking, okay, is he telling me to sit down and research my industry and do all this big R&D documents? Or is it a bit more a case of research includes, you know, who your best competitor is, but also what the best route to your office is, something like that?
All of it. Just like, if you've got a good idea, this applies to like everything I've done, I suppose. It is just, there's no harm in finding out everything you can about what it would take to complete an idea. Like, if you want something to come into fruition, you can do yourself harm by not doing enough research. But you can't do any harm by doing the most research possible. Yeah. Because what's the worst that can happen? You find something that is a blocker to your idea, and then you don't do it. Well, thank God you found that blocker. Or let's say that you research, you find something that appears to be a blocker, and then you're like, okay, well, I can't do this now. Do some more research. Work past the blocker. Be like, oh, but what if the only reason why that has been a barrier to entry is because no one's thought of doing X? And then you research X and you're like, oh,
yeah,
you can do X. And actually, there's this new technology that allows you to do X way cheaper.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you will go and do it. And then you've seen past it. So just research, research, research.
The thing is, I'd say if you are going to do some research, the only thing you need to research is this podcast, because this will give you all the answers you need.
Yes. Don't go on Wikipedia. Just listen to the episodes of this podcast. There is truth within.
That's it. Thank you so much, Darren.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
That was the multi-talented musician Darren Foreman, a.k.a. Beardy Man, on the value of research and harnessing your niche. And as we still have a little time left, 929 is a Fiverr podcast. Remember, you can always go back and listen to Series 1 of 929 with great guests like Rankin, Davina DeCampo, Serena Abbasi, and if you haven't already subscribed, please do, as we've got more episodes coming your way. I'm Ishan Akbar. Thanks for listening.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.